We're all virtually limitless.
This podcast is to provide a space for people to grow,
to rise,
and build.
This is for the people that are ready to step up and make moves,
no matter where they came from.
Welcome to the podcast.
Virtually limitless. This life we live, we get to choose. We can make excuses or make moves.
It's up to you.
Yeah, your network is your network.
So find your tribe or build it.
There's some change about to happen. I can feel it. Oh, this life we were given it. So take advantage, start living
it. I'm on a mission, new beginnings to start living.
Yeah, virtually limitless.
You are tuning in to another episode of.
This is another episode of Virtually Limitless.
Hello and welcome back, you guys, to the Virtually Limitless podcast. I am so stoked and incredibly excited as your co-host, Justine Mader, to be bringing on not only a best-selling author, two times best-selling author in that house, you guys, but she's also an incredible human being that I get to bring into my inner circle. And I'm so excited for her to meet all of you. Her name is Jameela Burney, and she's got so much goodness cooking, guys. I'm going to just like open up this show. Jameela, welcome.
Hi, Justine. Thank you so much for having me. I'm super happy to be here and chat with you.
Oh, it's going to be so incredible. So for those that don't know too, this incredible human launched a podcast recently as well. I would love to open this one up. Not only did podcasting kind of bring us together, but yeah, it's a really incredible way for people to get their messages out. So I would just love to hear not only what your message is, but why you chose to amplify it with a podcast. I would love for them to hear from you.
Yeah. Thank you, Justine. Yeah. So I just launched the Becoming the Big Me podcast. We actually hit in the top 100 in our category already. So I'm like, whoa, so excited. And really just I believe, Justine, that we are all on a journey. And there's never a point when we have arrived, right? Like there's never a point when you're like, okay, I've learned all there is to learn. I've done all there is to do. And I'm here now,
right?
I don't believe in that. So I think, you know, really enjoying where you are in the process while you're continuing to grow. And that's really what the Becoming the Big Me podcast is all about. It's about overcoming obstacles. It's about continuing to step in to your greatest potential and who you're supposed to be and who you're supposed to serve more and more every single day.
I love that so much. So for anyone that's in this journey, right? You know, we talk about this like striving phase. Striving is the word that I feel like for this too. It's like, you're never going to be done. It's like climbing a mountain that doesn't really have a top. But at the same time, enjoying the view where you're at. Like, can you speak a little bit to that? Cause I know your journey in business has been far from easy. You know, you've been let down by multiple people. You've had lessons to learn, as all of us do. Could you just shed a little light on what really enjoying the view is for you in your business? Cause you've seen a lot, you've seen the valleys, you've been in the darkness. Like I just want them to feel that through you, Jameela.
Yeah. So, I mean, honestly, Justine, a lot of being able to even enjoy the journey is having those low points and going through that darkness, because, you know, I believe that there's such a beautiful duality of life. Like, we are here to live the human experience. That means we are going to have a wide variety of experiences and emotions, right? And and it's okay to have all of them. It's okay to feel the anger. It's okay
permission
to be
granted.
Mad. Yes, it is okay to have all of them. And once you learn to accept that you are going to have these feelings, you are going to fail. You're going to fall on your face sometimes. Stuff is going to suck. Stuff is going to happen that's outside of your control. And the only thing that you can do is you can decide, okay, now what? Now what? Now this thing happened. What is the story that I'm going to decide to tell myself that this means? And then how am I going to take it in the future? You know, I have been through a lot. You know, I've overcome addiction, homelessness, teen pregnancy. You know, I've had I've been taken advantage of in business partnerships and made some really bad choices throughout the way. But really all that you could do is, you know, when you find yourself in that situation, be like, okay, what did I, you know, how did I get here? And what can I do to avoid being here in the future? And like, just having that continued awareness and presence is going to make you enjoy the process as well. Because you also having that thought of like, oh, it is a process, and not being like, I have to get to this place, that allows you to actually enjoy it, because you're not just rushing to a destination.
That's so incredible. So you guys, like, what I just felt through her message was just the fact that, like, if you accept the fact that life is going to happen, you can forgive yourself for when it does, because it happens to each and every one of us. And so if you're listening to this and you've, whether it's a business issue, a family issue, you know, something in your personal life, right, that you don't want to share with anybody else because they've probably never been through it, I guarantee you someone else has been through it. There's more than 7.7 billion people in the world. We might all be different, but we all have a lot of similar experiences. And unfortunately, those hard experiences can be a lesson or a failure, but that's your choice based on what you take from it. So that was powerful, Jamila, just the power of choice and how you embody that in yourself, in your own message to be like, hey, I've been there, but I'm not going to stay here. And just giving people permission to feel in the moment, to be aware, is something that so many people, I think, especially in 2020, didn't have, because then everything came crashing down. So I absolutely love, I love how you said that. And I would just love for people to know too, you know, you are a young mom, you have an incredible daughter that you're not only trying to instill, you know, the life lessons and skills, but really we're raising the next generation. I'm a wife and mom too. And so, you know, having that just binds us so much closer. And I love that about you. But it really causes us to think about our actions. And I would just love for you to speak to like the responsibility of how we look at life. Because if we as parents look at life as that failure, unknowingly, we're giving that curse to our children. Like I would, like, I just feel that so much in what you do and how you move in life. And I would just love for you to carry on that thought for me.
Yeah, that's really, I mean, my daughter, she has been through all of my growth with me, right? So when I found out that I was pregnant, I was using, you know, I was an IV heroin user. So really, like me getting sober was walking and starting my first business was because of her. And so everything, all the growth, all the darkness, all the everything, I've walked through with her. And so we have like a very special, different relationship because of that, because we literally have grown up together. And it's so interesting. Just to like to see like the things that she's now seeking out, the way that she's growing. You know, she just launched her podcast, her online like
so merch
and her store. Yeah. And a lot of that is, you know, I don't hide. I know I see a lot of parents, they hide their emotions from their kids. They hide, you know, my mom, I can only remember her crying in front of me like a handful of times. You know, my father would, emotions were bad. Like if I would cry, it would just cause chaos. So I didn't grow up thinking that emotions or really understanding emotions at all. Mm-hmm. And that caused a lot of problems for me down the line, especially, you know, as I started to become a teenager and having to interact with the outside world more. And that's something that I have decided is like the most important for me in raising my child is teaching the importance of the emotional intelligence. Because now what I do is I'm a success coach and I help people step into their power and access and harness the power of their own mind so they can tap into their own potential. Well, something interesting about the subconscious mind is our programs, our deepest beliefs that run our habits, which ultimately create our results of our lives are based on your repetitive daily actions, right? Those beliefs are mostly solidified by the age of 7. And we're not teaching our kids anything. And they're taking in information by osmosis, you know?
Yes.
And creating their future reality. And so, so with her, I have just wanted to fill her up. Like what happens if we fill them up from the beginning with the knowledge that they can do anything and that it's okay. You know, she struggles with anxiety, especially with the COVID. She's been struggling with anxiety. And so I show her like, hey, when I'm feeling anxious, I will tell her, hey, guess what? I can't handle your questions right now because I'm feeling very overstimulated. I'm feeling a little bit anxious and I just need a moment to breathe. Mm-hmm. And just being able to have that open communication is so important. And that's actually why I wrote my kids' books in the first place, is they were books that I wrote for her.
That's so incredible. That's so incredible. And you guys, like as a parent too, it's one of those things where it's like, it's not about what you give your kids. It's what you leave in your kids, right? That's the legacy that we're looking to create. So more than give her, you know, just like tools and memories and things like that. Those are things that you can leave with her, but you also want to leave those powerful, like you said, foundational aspects of her life that they start forming before we think they're even learning. And that's the, my dad's a school psychologist. He works K through 12 with people. So this is stuff that I've listened to for years. But it's one of those things where it's like, it makes so much more sense and it becomes so much more core when you have kids. And a lot of the people listening have kids. So, or you're around kids, you guys. So if there's a way that you can implement this in your life, I challenge you to think about what you're doing and how you're doing it, because someone little is probably watching you, and how we respond is going to be a very, very, let's say kind of a connect the dots of likely path that those kids will take too. So I love how you shared that. And something else that just came to me through this conversation, I feel this aspect of music. Both the white keys and the black keys on a piano make music. So it doesn't matter what key, there is a lesson, there is a growth, there is an opportunity with everything. And whether that's that communication with your child where you're like, hey, mommy needs a few minutes, go rest on the couch, I'll be there in a minute, we'll talk about it. You know, whatever that is for you.
Yeah.
That's a choice that you can make today that could technically change the trajectory of your kids' life. So I love that. I love that so much. So with that being said, I know about your challenge, but I'm sure many of our listeners don't. And it talks about rewiring the way that you go about your life, the way you go about your business, and harnessing that subconscious that so many times we think is just like not even there, right? And we ignore the power of the RAS and all that kind of stuff. I would love for you to share why you're so passionate about this, because I think that people don't understand always the message behind it. It's because we've already lived through the hell and we want to take you to a different place without having you go through that. So I would love for you to share that.
Yeah. So I'm so passionate about it because honestly, this is something that I discovered unintentionally, you know, from the beginning of my journey. And just when I became obsessed with creating something more, just like always, you know, at the forefront of my mind. And it happened. My first business I created out of nothing, just out of thought. And that's like was what really triggered me and my learning and my, you know, training in neuro-linguistic programming and hypnosis and EFT, and really understanding how our brains actually work, like the actual science behind it. Because yeah, I love the woo-woo, I love manifestation. That's a big part of my brand and what I do, but I really care about the actual science and the actual data of like, why does this actually work? And so the Rewire Challenge really focuses on giving you the facts and the information to understand, like, how does your subconscious mind work? Why should you even care? Because your subconscious mind.
Ooh, I like that. Why should you even care, y'all? Let's go. Yes.
Like, why do I care about this? Well, your subconscious mind is controlling your entire life. That's why you should care. If you care about your life, you should care about your subconscious mind. You know, we are receiving in billions of bits of information every single second into our subconscious awareness, but only consciously aware of 50 bits per second. And that is all controlled by your reticular activating system, which is the filtration system of your mind, basically saying, this is important to me, so I'm going to put it in and you're going to know that it exists, right?
Right.
The Rewired Challenge just educates on how that process works, but also helps walk you through building the foundational habits that will help you succeed in every single area of your life. Now, a foundational habit is something that literally will bleed into every other area. So the foundational habits that I always focus on is your bedtime routine and your morning routine. If you can take control of the first half an hour of your day and the last half an hour of your day, your entire life is going to change in every single aspect, right? So
good.
That's really what that's about.
Oh, that's so good. And it's one of those things, you guys, it's not about doing it 24/7. Like, right, we can't control the exterior forces that, you know, somewhat rule our day, or that, you know, our people need us, our business, you know, partners, you know, there's so many other components to the wheel. But if you can harness and discipline yourself to be like, this is my time for 30 minutes, my phone is off, my computer is off, you know, this is my time. That in and of itself is one of the hardest things to do. But when that commitment is made as a decision, that's when you unleash that's when you're rewired, because everything else can change from there. So I would love to know too. So this is going to go to a lot of the moms that are listening to this. I kind of live as a single mom during the week. So no, I'm not exactly where you're at in the sense that I do still have someone supporting me, but like you're kind of a one woman band.
Yeah.
How does that work for you? And what are some of the good, bad, and ugly times where it's like, you know what, this isn't perfect, but I've got 5 minutes. This is what I'm going to do, because we've all been there. And I love how vulnerable you are on and offline, because you're the same person. And I think people really need to hear this, because they expect it all to be insta-perfect. And Jamila, we both know that it's not. And we're not here to say that it is perfect either. That's just not us. And I love that about you. So I want them to hear that from you too, where it's like, okay, messy days. You're going to get sick. Your kids are going to be sick. Like there's going to be those moments. Can you share just a little taste with us?
Oh man, it's hard. It's hard as shit. Yes. Like, are you kidding me? Especially the past year, and I had to learn how to be a teacher. And let me tell you, like, I'm not a good teacher. Like I'm a good teacher to adults and coaches, but I don't know how to teach my child math. You know, I barely finished high school. I don't know how to do that.
That's your gift. That's
not my thing.
Right.
It is hard. Let me tell you, Justine, my daughter thinks that I take a shit probably 10 times a day because I have to hide in the bathroom. And
why
just
is the
like
bathroom
breathe.
The always go to for moms? I think it's just because it's the only place that has a lock on the door. I think pantries need to have a lock on the door so that we can go and raid like dark chocolate or something for like a caffeine boost. I don't know. That's just what I'm putting out to the world right now. But no, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I mean, honestly, like it's not an easy thing, and there's nothing I can say that is going to make it easy. But the best thing that you can do is have systems, and that's systems not only for your business, you know, as far as having, you know, how are you converting your attention that you're out there and getting, but also systems for your life. Like what, how do you operate? How do you run things? Like whether that be, you know, for me, it's like, okay, Sundays, I'm going to do all the laundry. I'm going to do all the dishes, you know, the household, you know, just like have some kind of system. It doesn't even matter what it is, but that will just help you just operate, so you know what's going on a little bit more than you do without it as a mom.
And it's so funny because
that could come up.
Oh my gosh, yes, and they do, and they not could be, they do come up, and it's just that's when we have these systems and processes in place, and we've already rewired the way that we look at things, it prepares us for when it happens, not if it happens. And so it's all about the anticipation, and it's all about, are you prepared? If you're not prepared, let's get prepared. And so I love that mindset, because it is going to happen. We didn't know Corona was going to happen. We didn't know it was going to be to that magnitude, but it's now given us this opportunity to be like, hey, we've lived through the first worldwide pandemic. What are we going to do about it? How are we going to utilize this knowledge to not only impact, but optimize, and, you know, make it an efficient opportunity for us to grow and for our children to grow. And another point that I want to share here as well, you were talking about the fact, like having those structures and stuff, kids need boundaries. And guess what adults are? Just big kids.
Yeah,
we're just big kids, you guys.
Yeah.
We need rules and standards. We just don't have mom or dad being the hard enforcer. So that's where we have to, like, I talk to myself as if I was talking to my sister. I have a twin sister for people that don't know. Mm-hmm. And so it's one of those things, like, I have to imagine myself talking to my sister and being like, you know, you don't want to do that. Like, you know, you shouldn't be doing that. Like, that's not going to serve you. That's not what you want. But I have to talk from the outside looking into myself. As crazy as it is, I look in the mirror and I'm like, you know better. This is Monica talking to you. It's the same my sister. But it's one of those things where whatever that is for you, if that's an accountability partner, if that's, you know, having your child be like, hey, mom, guess what? It's 8:30. I need my bedtime book. You know, whatever that is, those structures and systems for the kids are actually going to be just as supportive and necessary for you, because with structure and discipline comes routine. And so when we are depressed, those create disruptors and we can't stay stuck because, oh, guess what? It's time for my run. I better get outside. I got to go for my run. You know, it sounds simple, but it's not easy.
Well, what's really interesting about that, Justine, is when you are consciously creating these positive systems, what happens is those actually start to become unconscious habits. And once you reach it to the unconscious level, that means when things come up, that's your automatic go-to, is that positive system, that positive habit that you consciously created. And that's really what everything that I do is about. It's how can I consciously create something that is going to eventually turn into an unconscious habit so I no longer have to think about it. And it's the same with your business, with your business systems as well. How can you consciously create something that's going to automatically Absolutely. Take care of your people so you don't have to consciously think about it anymore? Absolutely. Right?
Oh, that's so powerful. But it's one of those things people are like, well, what does this have to do with my business? What does it have to do with my life? It has everything to do with it. It has everything to do with who you are becoming coming through the journey that you're on. And that's why you need to check out Jamila's challenge. It's going to be linked here in the comments, you guys. That's why you need to check out her podcast, because she's going to walk you hand by hand. But it's one of those things that she can't help you if you're not willing to make the choice. And I would love, you know, like you shared a little earlier, you've been through a lot, to say the least. And I would just love to know, you know, whether it's through a story or a certain circumstance, like what were one of the moments where you were just like, I'm so done with this, like where you were just really committed to that change in yourself. Was it when you found out that you were pregnant? Was it, you know, when a business partner failed you? Like, can you take us through a couple of those scenes? Because I know the power of stories and your storytelling is amazing. So I would love to hear you share. I hear you on Clubhouse. I hear on all the things, you guys. You're going to love this story. I guarantee it. Just walk us through maybe something like that, so someone can really feel that for themselves.
Yeah. So Justine, I have three major transformational
perfect
in my life. I cannot narrow it down to just one, because I have my first major transformational point. And that was obviously, you know, my daughter and finding out that she was going to come into the world. You know, up until this point, I was homeless. I was living in a tent. I was with an abusive partner and just everything was bad. I was an IV heroin user. It was just not a good situation. And when I found out I was pregnant with my daughter, I actually was not going to keep her. I was going to terminate the pregnancy because a couple of reasons. One, I didn't find out that I was even pregnant until I was almost into my second trimester. So I'd already been pregnant for quite a while. I hadn't had a period for a very long time. So I just didn't know. And also, I was homeless. I didn't have the support systems that I needed. But what happened when I was actually on the phone to make the appointment is I had, you know, God, whatever you want to call it, universe, God, you know, source, whatever. I had a very clear voice that told me, like, I sent you this child as a gift. You can't throw away this gift, basically. And so that moment, I was like, okay, I have to figure something out, because apparently I'm keeping this child and I don't know right? what to do.
Children are such a gift. I love that description. They're the greatest gift in this yes. life, but it's far from easy. Keep going. Yeah.
Yes. So the only thing that I could think of at that moment was, I have no education. I have no support. I don't know what to do. I need to start a business. So I started looking. Well, at first I went to the state for help. And I think that it's very important for people to understand that if you are in a bad position, it is okay to go and ask for help. Yes. I went to the state. I went, got all of the stuff that they would give me. Mm-hmm. And Absolutely. I think that is perfectly. I want everyone to understand that if you are in that position, do not feel shameful for receiving help. Okay. That is the only reason why I'm even here today, is because I was able to receive help and there were people out there that would help me. Okay.
That's incredible.
And so I was able to take that help though and do something with it, because I didn't want to have their help forever. So I decided to take the help that I had to figure out how I could create something on my own. And that's when I created my first business, which was actually called Snuggly Butts. It was a children's clothing line and cloth diaper company. I taught myself how to sew on YouTube. I developed a pattern and I started testing it for moms from like the pregnancy classes and things that I was going to. And by the time my daughter was born, I had fully launched my line, was like selling all over on the internet with, you know, Canada, Australia, and it was amazing. And that is when I learned that I can make money online. There's so much more out there for me. And that was really such a huge pivotal point for me, was one, my daughter having a greater purpose outside of myself. And then two, understanding that there's more than one path and that I could actually make quite a good income from just my computer.
Love that. Yeah. Good word for someone listening right now. There is a different path. Yeah. It might be less traveled, but it's okay.
Use what you have. Use what you have. I had no resources. I got a Goodwill sewing machine. I had my Walmart phone that could access YouTube. I got some scrap fabric from Goodwill to develop a pattern. I started selling things that I had when I could to make a couple bucks until I could upgrade and upgrade. And I got my first loan of $700 so I could actually buy a real sewing machine.
That's so crazy though. And it boils down to resourcefulness. Not even just resources that you have, how can you become resourceful in the area that you're at? Because if you don't have it, how can you make it? If you don't, you know, own it, then how can you find it? What can you utilize? And I love that mindset of opportunity that you had through that phase. So those are two really incredible ones, but I can't wait to hear the third one.
Well, and it's been amazing now because I learned how to be resourceful and how to create nothing, you know, something out of nothing. Now, mm-hmm. when I have more resources, it's like, it's unlimited what I can create. Yeah. So then my second pivotal moment was my accidental spiritual awakening. And this happened, gosh, it was a while now, I guess now almost 5 years ago, in Oregon. I was living alone with my daughter and I was taking a shower and she was asleep. At this moment, I didn't like really believe in much of the spiritual stuff. Like I kind of, I kind of believed in like manifestation a little bit because I've had some experiences, but like, I thought a lot of the stuff was just wacko. And I was taking a shower and like all of a sudden I could no longer hear like the shower water hitting the ground. Everything started to close in and I had a realization that I was going to pass out. And it was one of those classical, like, oh, my life flashed before my eyes kind of situations. Like I just see everything with my daughter and I envision her waking up and me passed out in the shower and like all of these things. I'm like, I'm alone. And what am I even creating? Because at this point I had settled. I had already created more than I had ever thought that I had could create. I was more successful than a lot of my peers and I felt very comfortable and I had completely settled as far as my goals. And like all that stuff like ran through my head. And then I like start trying to get out of the shower, out of my house. I ended up passing out. And when I woke up from that, I woke up in like a shifted version of reality where I was still in my house. I was still, you know, everything was the same, but it was just shifted like 1 degree. I had like aura vision and just like the way that I could intuitively know what people were saying was different. Wow. And I could instantly like think something and it would happen. And what happened is I actually started to go crazy is because I thought that I might have actually either died or I was like off the deep end, right? Yep. And so I started praying for it to go away and eventually it did go away. But what that did is it opened my mind to the possibility of there being more to this reality than what currently meets the eye. And that's when I really dove into my studies as far as learning the science between like how our minds work, how energy works, and how our reality is born. And so that was a huge pivotal point for me because when I started doing that work, I realized one, that I was settling. Two, I was still on this earth for a reason. I had lived through things that I should not have lived through. Absolutely. And if I had lived through them, why? Why did I live through them? Well, I need to share and I need to learn more. And so that point really changed as far as my goals and like how I want to impact the world and how I see the world, which has allowed me to create so much more. And then my last point is actually something that happened very, very recently. And this was with a business partnership that didn't exactly go the way that I thought it would go. And a lot of that was just my own, just being naive as far as not understanding how to protect myself and understanding all of the technicalities behind you know, the legal stuff, because that's yes. not my zone of genius. And so mm-hmm. right. what I had discovered is that I had actually been removed from my LLC of my business without my knowledge, without being notified. And I had been still bringing in customers, still presenting myself as a owner of the company. And I did not know that I had been removed. Now, all of it's public documentation. So like I could have checked in on that at any time, but I didn't even know that that was a thing to even worry about. And so what that taught me is I just discovered this like very, very recently. It's okay. Like, honestly,
but it's the lesson. And I love how you're sharing it so vulnerably, because someone else has probably been through this, or to make sure that they're protecting yourself. This is a word from someone that's not only lived through this, but is learning through this too. We all are in the trenches with you guys. So I love that so much.
Yeah. And you know what? There was a lot of anger that I had when I first found out. Like, I was like, are you kidding me? Not only am I out here now fraudulently like presenting myself,
right?
But also like, what? You know?
Yeah. Pretty. Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I built that, you know, I built, like, how could I build something and then all of a sudden just be completely removed right. and not have any knowledge of it? And just like the shame of like, just feeling like, am I stupid? Defeat. Like, what's wrong with me? Right. But the thing is what it taught me is, what do I need to do in the future? So I'm only 26 years old. I'm so thankful that that happened to me now, because now is not going to happen to me again. And I'm only 26. I have so much time. Like, I have so much time to create more. And that's what I'm doing now. And so now it gives me the opportunity to fully do what I want to do anyways, because I was not super passionate about that business anyways. I just did it because, you know, I had created it, right? Yes. And it served its purpose at that point. But my focus of what I'm passionate about and really helping people really has changed. And so it actually gave me the opportunity to step into the next version of myself and to create my legacy brand, which is becoming
Sorry, that's Elliot's excerpt into that. And it wasn't as cheery as I was hoping, because I thought it was pretty great that she's heading into the next level. I don't know what you're dreaming about, but that was not a happy dream. But no, for me, the biggest thing that I love in that too is so many times things happen to us, you know, even in 2020, you guys, to bring this relatable back to you, maybe you lost a job, you lost a friendship, you lost somebody, but now this is the opportunity. You don't have the excuse that you're stuck at that job you hated. You're not stuck serving people that didn't appreciate you. You're not stuck in that bad relationship because they actually walked out on you. Like, sometimes God allows people and things to happen to set you free, but it's painful. Every next level is painful. And I just love, you know, I can feel the anger, because for me, that would not go so well, especially if it's someone I care about. And it's one of those things. So I feel that. And I love that you allowed yourself to embrace the power of the emotion in the moment, but not let it define how you move forward. And I love, and I think that that's a testament to everyone listening today, that life is going to happen. It's going to be ugly. And unfortunately there's ugly people out there. That's just the way it is, but we still have the power to control and move forward with respect, with integrity, with credibility, all those things, which is why we will create our own definition of success at every level that we achieve. So Jamila, absolutely unstoppable. That's so incredible. They're going to be sad that they missed you and they double crossed you, because little do they know they've got a whole family behind you. This is not good. but that's also a great thing too, you guys, here in the Virtually Limitless family, it's all about community and completion. There is no room for competition. There is no room for sabotage. And it's one of those things that, you know, if you're listening to this now, you're one of the family. And I know Jamila feels that for you guys too. You're part of her Rewire family. You're part of her community as well. And we want to see you win. We want to see you win regardless of what circumstances have put to you. There's no definition of success that you can't define for yourself. And, you know, whether that's her challenge, her podcast, you guys, get more of her in your life. So with that, Jamila, I have one last question for you. One last question. Okay. What would be a mantra, a quote, or parting sentence? And yes, one, two, or three, if you have more to give. But if we can narrow it down to one thought, what would you leave for people that are broken, hurt, or going through issues like you just totally vulnerably shared? what would be something that you would share with them to just dominate the, I mean, we're almost the end of first quarter of 2021. Like, I'm kind of sick of 2020. I'm ready for us to dominate 2021. What would you share with them today?
I think the most important thing to remember is to remember that you are not going to have the perspective of why you're in the position that you're in right now until later, right? So, because every single thing that has happened that has been horrible, when enough time has passed by, I now can look back at it and I can understand exactly why it happened. And I think that that is something that is really important for you to remember, is that you right now, you're creating your hero story. You're on your hero's journey right now. Nobody wants to read a book about someone that nothing ever happened to. That's right? Very boring. You're literally creating your movie of your life right now, and you're on your hero's journey. So just keep going, because at some point you're going to look back and you're going to understand why that happened and why you needed to go through it, because it's going to either make it so you can help and serve more people, you have a greater insight of how you can serve more people, or it's just going to strengthen you so you can protect yourself in the future.
Oh, that's so powerful, you guys. The fog will lift with time. You will gain the clarity looking back eventually. That's super great, Jamila. I absolutely love that. You guys, I hope you follow this lady. I gave you all the links. There's absolutely no excuse. And Jamila, thank you so much for gracing us with your presence here on the show. This was phenomenal. I'm so excited. And your podcast is just going to be breaking the charts at this point. So I'm so excited, you guys. Be sure to tune in again for the next episodes coming soon. We love you, and we'll catch you next time, you guys.
If you learned anything from this show, make sure you leave a review and check out the description to join our community and grab some free resources. And make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode of Virtually Limitless.